Charles Hurt, Sleepy Barack Obama Leads From Behind With Biden Endorsement. By Charles Hurt on April 16, 2020. He waited until Easter to return. Naturally. The one has risen. He is risen, indeed. Ex-President Barack Obama, the man responsible for the presidency of Donald J. Trump, has finally emerged from the tomb. Actually, more like a chick from a spring egg. Or a goose egg, like his presidency. To switch up analogies, Mr. Obama has arrived on the battlefield just in time to shoot the wounded. The Democratic primary is over. Bernie Sanders is already waving the white flag. The multitudes once seeking the Democratic nomination have all surrendered. And here comes Mr. Obama in his mom's shorts and oversized helmet riding a girl's bike. Pedaling vigorously yet carefully. Don't want to scuff up his angel wings. At final long last, after nearly a year of bloodshed within his own party, Mr. Obama now endorses his long-suffering vice president, Joseph R. Biden. Talk about leading from behind. What a brilliant reminder of everything that was wrong with Barack Obama, a truly selfish coward full of empty words. He promised us hope and change, only to deliver despair and more of the same from the federal bureaucracy. He promised us universal health care, only to damn near destroy American medicine and force millions of citizens to lose their doctors. He promised us he would calm the seas, yet the relentless turmoil continues unabated. The only part Mr. Obama seems to have gotten right about calming the seas is the part where Jesus fell asleep on the boat as the violent storms raged all around. Hardly having assumed the presidency, Mr. Obama was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between people. The committee, continued the committee, has attached special importance to Obama's vision of and work for a world without nuclear weapons. Well, thank goodness for that. Where would we be today if Mr. Obama had not rid the world of nuclear weapons? Mr. Obama's legacy was nothing if not one of modesty, bravery and loyalty. And principle, of course. Not to mention selflessness. So selfless was Mr. Obama that his Democrats lost more than 1,000 seats coast to coast in America under his reign. But Mr. Obama got re-elected. And, in all modesty, that is all that mattered. At least to him. Mr. Obama's campaign bravery should come as little surprise to Democrats. In 2016, he waited until former First Lady Hillary Clinton had clinched the nomination before actually endorsing her for president. At the time, perhaps Mr. Obama's stinginess appeared to be rooted in his strange brand of loyalty to Mrs. Clinton, who swallowed every ounce of her pride to serve as Mr. Obama's Secretary of State. In truth, it was just that he doesn't really like to be in charge. He prefers napping as the seas rage around him. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.